Welcome to the Recruiter Startup Podcast. Today's guest is Hisham Azu. Some of you may know him from the Recruitment Roller Coaster podcast, and he is an employer branding expert, and he offers that to recruitment businesses now. I've had him on the podcast a few times over the years, and I was on his as the first ever time I went on a podcast, actually. I was researching, how can I get started with this? And I saw that this young kid has put out a podcast, and he was in his first year of recruitment. He went on then and worked for Sean at Huxo and partnered with Hunted, and then set up his own employer branding course for recruitment agencies. And now we're talking about his latest venture, which is recruitment mentors, where he is helping up-and-coming recruiters who are learning their trade and by matching them with experienced heavyweights in the industry. And it's kind of in its beta stage at the moment. He's got his 20 people on board as the mentors, and then they all have X amount of mentees, and they're going through that first cohort and the processes and getting it all down for a proper launch in the new year. So really exciting times for Hisham. Fair play to him. He's always innovating, always putting himself out there. And I'm sure he'll go on to really great things. Just want to give a shout out to our sponsors of the podcast. First off, Vincere, our ATS system, without it, we'd be in a way worse position than we are today. So really appreciative on them. We also have Audro and CloudCall. CloudCall for our phone systems, and Audro for our video messaging system. We've recently got a new sponsor in Sourcebreaker. So I'm really excited about Sourcebreaker. Some of you might not know how it works. I'm just getting familiar with it, but our new advisor, Rich Gibbard from Recbound, who we partner with here, he advises this is the best way. Once you get a great candidate, plug it into Sourcebreaker. It scours the internet. This is one of the things it does. Scours the internet, figures out suitable jobs, then you bring your candidate to market. So if you're a proactive recruiter, it's an invaluable tool. So there's some of our sponsors, bit of a shout out to them. And hope you guys are all well and you enjoy this podcast. And if you need any help with your own recruitment career, then reach out to Hisham. All right, take care. And we're live with the nephew of the President of Ireland.
You remember that?
Yeah. Not many people know that. Of course, everybody will be very familiar with your lovely smile, Hisham Azu. How are you today, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. This COVID crack, it's been a few punches here and there, but we're moving with it.
I was going to say that obviously in your work, it's Tuesday today. I've had easily 5 conversations already with recruitment business owners who've told me they've had their best month in October, right? or going to have their best month this month. Well, it's been interesting to hear.
That's good. We did very well last month. This month has been a bit quieter. Usually it comes downhill. So if they do well this month, we'll do all right in January.
Yeah, got you.
Rack to rack. So not many people know that your famous relation, hey?
But I only tell people who are Irish. What's the point? I have no interest in letting people know that, only if it's Irish, because it's just pretty. I mean, my name is Hisham Azuz, and I'm related to Michael D. Higgins. It's just a bit of a weird one.
It is. And you visited.
The only time I've been to Dublin has been to stay there and stay with him and be there for his birthday, and also took my girlfriend last year, which was awesome.
That's amazing. Hey?
Yeah, it's so cool.
Yeah, okay. So all the English listeners will be like, God,
To be fair, just the weirdest thing was when we went out in Dublin and then got on a taxi back pretty drunk, and then we were like, right, can you take us to the Oris? And then I was like, what are you on about? And we were like, yeah, so we're staying there. And they didn't believe us. And then obviously when we actually drove up there, got let in, they were just like, this is crazy. What is going on?
That's a great story. I feel like I've been following you since you were a kid. How weird is that?
Well, you was one of the first early guests of the Recruitment Rollercoaster, Dalton. You know that?
I know. We've talked about this before. And when I was scouting out, setting up this podcast, I put Recruitment Podcast in and I saw this young upstart.
Yeah, exactly.
Giving it loads. And then I reached out and then I had my podcast a couple of months later then. No, everybody's got a podcast, don't they?
Yeah, there's loads of great resources out there, isn't there now? Which is, I think it's great. I mean, why I started the Recruitment Rollercoaster and the podcast was because it's become something that I wish I had access to myself when I was in recruitment.
Yeah. But it's just like, there's probably 100 out there now. And
I wouldn't say 100.
No?
Maybe 100 recruitment consultants that have launched their own podcast, maybe not necessarily in the recruitment space, but yeah, I mean, there's definitely, I think it's a bit of a no-brainer for recruitment businesses really to have their own podcast, but there's definitely a lot more. If you were to type in recruitment now, there's, maybe close to 50, maybe.
So you went to, you had your like little apprenticeship in recruitment, then you went to...
My apprenticeship in recruitment. Why was it apprenticeship?
Yeah, you did your year and a half or whatever it is, you know, that standard bit where you kind of learn how to make calls and do all of that.
Definitely did more than that, but yeah, fair. I'll take that on the chin.
And then you went to Huxo for your finishing school.
Right.
That was the last time I had you on. And then you were with Hunted for a little bit?
With what story?
You were involved with Hunted for a little bit?
Yeah, so they when I decided to start my own business and just be dedicated to helping recruiters build their personal brands, I was like, right, how can I utilize the podcast to help me generate revenue? Because before, the only revenue it was helping me generate was as a salesperson at Huxo Media. It was a great business development tool. So it was one of the main ways how I got clients to invest in the services that we offered at Huxo Media. So Hunted were probably the top of the list of people that I thought could potentially be open to sponsoring the podcast and felt aligned with my message. And so then that was the involvement there. It was just they sponsored the podcast for a solid amount of time.
Did that really help the engagement numbers go up?
Yeah, definitely. They helped a lot. I mean, more than just that, if I'm honest, like I was able to work from their office and built a good relationship with a few of the guys, James and Guy over there, and they just really helped. I mean, I'd never been on my own before. It has been just me, but for a good amount of time now. And at the beginning, that actually really helped because I felt part of the team, although I was not part of the team.
The bright guys.
So, yeah, awesome. They're such great guys. So that really helped at the beginning. And they supported me with the podcast, helped me deliver the first event for the podcast. So, yeah, that helps a lot.
Yeah, deadly. And then you went into personal branding. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, so for the last year and a half, I've just got a really simple training and coaching business where I either work with recruiters one-on-one or groups of recruiters and help them successfully build their brands so they can reach more of the right people and make more money. And I don't create any content for anyone. I take them through a process so they sort of understand how to do it themselves, and then I support them on that journey.
What does that like process look like? Like, what are the key steps of it?
I just take them through what I like to call like the three P's for building a personal brand, which is purpose, plan, and paying forward. I think they're the sort of three core principles and sort of three core ingredients for the recipe of how to build a successful brand. It's what I've done for myself. Mm-hmm. And that's what I take people through. So it's thinking about, right, what do you want to be known for? How do you want your clients and candidates to talk about you when you're not in the room? And then we're thinking then about an actual plan, and then it's just basic marketing. The number one challenge recruiters have is they don't know what to talk about. So sort of early on in the process, after they think about what they want to be known for and what they want to communicate with their brand, we then think about just marketing 101, really, which I learned early on at Huxo Media was good content is content and it's relevant. So for these recruiters to cut through the noise, we need to think about their target audience first and think about their clients and candidates, and then we can build a plan. And then it's about giving more than you take, because you actually end up getting more in return when you approach things like that.
Yeah. And like, is typically, do they want to do like an audio form like this, or a video, or written, or like, what does that normally look like?
Yeah, I mean, it varies, but typically the recruiters I work with will be working towards getting them posting once, twice a week. Most of the time it's written posts. I get asked a lot, should I do video written? I don't know what you've noticed recently, but for sure the reach and engagement of videos has definitely reduced. And yeah, for me, I think...
I'm finding everything's reduced right now.
Yeah, for sure. So I think for me, if I was over the next 90 days to really upskill myself in a certain area, it would be copywriting, for sure. I think writing, being able to write good LinkedIn posts, I think will forever be really valuable. And if I'm honest, even before it sort of started dropping, for me, the written posts were always my best performing posts and always typically best performing posts for the clients I work with. So for me, it's typically helping recruiters show up and talk about relevant content and topics for their target audience.
Yeah, I need to get back to it. I used to do one a day, and I kind of, the hardest bit is keeping it going, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hard. It is hard, and nothing. Yeah, I think you got to sometimes not be too hard on yourself, and just like, if you're struggling, then instead of just trying to make time to actually write content, maybe spend some time thinking of ideas and just thinking about ideas. That always helps me if I'm thinking like, right, I have no idea what I'm talking about. Just dedicate some time to having a bit of a brainstorm about the conversations that I've been having recently, and then I'm sort of equipped with ideas and know what I need to be talking about.
Talk to me about recruitment mentors.
Yeah, sure. So yes, it's been an interesting one, really. I mean, obviously, I've seen you guys obviously have launched network community for business owners, it looks like, right? So a big part of where this has come from has been my own journey. And also, if I'm honest, the podcast, and just seeing the complete appetite recruiters have to spend on their own development. But where recruitment mentors comes on and why is because just come from this complete belief that if you're a recruitment consultant that genuinely has the inner ambition and drive to want to be the best recruiter you can be, then we really believe that you shouldn't be limited or prevented by barriers that sit outside of your control. If that's working for an organization that simply doesn't make enough money to invest in learning and development, working for a manager who you're limited by their time that they can give you, or you're in an environment, an agency for no fault of your own that has no appetite to invest in learning and development. All of those things are outside of your control, even if you have that burning desire to want to grow and develop. So this community really is all about helping recruitment consultants accelerate their career without limits. It's not about egos. It's not about that. It's not about distractions. It's about giving recruitment consultants that want to grow and are ambitious and access to some of the best recruitment professionals they can learn from outside of their four walls, whilst connecting them with like-minded consultants focused on growth. So it's all about helping them move forward. And it's only going to consist of people that want that for themselves and don't point the finger at their agencies and go, why haven't you developed? Why haven't you spent money on developing me and all these types of things? Every single person that has wanted to be involved is taking this into their own hands.
Yeah, or our independent recruiter community, The Dinghy, part of Lockdown Leadership Network, I asked them who's been professionally trained. 5% of them. They were like, I didn't get any proper training. Well,
yeah. So the thing here, this isn't going to be like a traditional training platform in the sense where as a member, you'd basically tune in and learn from people who go, Dorty, you've got to do it this way, otherwise you're going to fail. It's called recruitment mentors, right? So actually the USP here is that the only people that you will learn from within this community will only be people, recruiters that are on the tool today, they've been successful in today's market, rather than getting advice from people that did recruitment 5, 10, 15 years ago. Mm. People, trainers potentially, that no doubt offer and deliver a lot of value, but they've been on that typical route where they recruited in 1997 and then they've been a trainer for how many years, right? This isn't about that. It's about giving people access to people that they can learn from who are actually doing it, have done it in today's market. And
How can you protect against bad advice that's given?
How can we protect against bad advice?
Yeah, like, you know,
that's subjective though, right?
Well, I don't know. Like I study a lot of stuff that in communities and a lot of people giving advice give the wrong advice, like process and all of about that. Like, do you have any way of making sure that mentor is top of their game? Is there any checks.
Yeah, well, we definitely have a mental criteria, which really, one, like our mental criteria, it's one we thought, well, just judging people on billings isn't the right metric and shouldn't be the only metric on what makes a good mentor, right? So the golden thread that all of our mentors will have are people that have clearly accelerated their recruitment career, so gone on that typical path of like resource all the way up to senior principal, head of, director, just trodden on that whole path that typically recruiters aspire to. And then within that, you know better than anyone, Daughter, there's no way that you're taking your career forward unless you're delivering, unless you're achieving outcomes, if that's billings, if that's growing the profitability of your team. So typically, every single mentor that you'll see in this community has worked in the industry minimum, really, 6+ years. And again, that isn't just the best barometer. But they will all hit that golden thread. And the third thing that ties it all together is these people are all genuinely really excited with the prospect of sharing what's worked for them to help others move forward. So I guess for us, it's about diverse community learning. So the good thing about this, right, and the whole purpose of it is like, I may really rate learning from Daughter, right? You might be telling me, saying, hey, this is what's worked for me. And that may really resonate with me because of the way you're delivering it. But the next person I learn from who may be talking about similar things, I may not rate and I may not, I don't know, get on with their energy or whatever. Yeah. So it's hopefully making it more diverse for people to learn from different people, their backgrounds and those things. Yeah. So for us, it's about creating a collective rather than one or two people saying, hey, this is how to do it. So hopefully that can really take away that bad advice, because really it's more about, hey, this is it's more about what this is what's worked for me, right? And you can go, hey, I like that or I don't like that. That's fine.
Are you doing anything to document some of the interactions and advice?
So how they will be able to learn will be in three ways, really. One, so what I've been working on in the background is basically getting our initial bank of mentors who will be delivering sort of a pre-recorded mentoring session. So really short, snappy, bite-sized educational videos, no longer than 11 minutes. And they'll all sit under our like five development paths that we've mapped out, which are client, candidate, leadership, branding, mindset. And basically what we've equipped these mentors with is a really simple framework that can give them the best possible chance of delivering good content. So all of these videos consist of these mentors giving their three best tips on the particular topic. So that could be anything from my three best tips on how to go from graduate recruiter up to director, to my three best tips on how to maximize follow-up to drive more business. It's always sort of punchy, hear the nuggets. Mm-hmm. And then what we always do is make sure that our mentors give our members a challenge to embark on. It's all about giving actionable advice. We have no interest in creating a place for people to just sit there and have to go through all this content and not doing anything with it. So every single mentor will be giving a member a challenge to embark on that's in line with their advice and what's worked with them, that can really hopefully help them improve and gain marginal gains, move their career forward.
You must be excited about it.
Yeah, really excited. I think what I'm excited about is like, this isn't about me. That's what I'm really excited about, if I'm honest. Like I know where I can help people, but for me, hopefully that's what I'm really excited about. Like this isn't the Hisham show. This is hopefully about bringing the people together that I've formed relationships with, and hopefully, yeah, just cultivating the community that I built with the podcast and everything else, and taking it to the next level. And that's bigger than me. And if we can help more people move forward, then that's really exciting.
Yeah, so it's great. Do you think that we did a presentation actually, and one of the things that we said was that community is the next level of sales.
You know, right.
When you've built that up and people trust you, do you think that's something that recruiters should all be working towards now?
I think some of the best recruiters are really doing it. I think I don't know what you've seen, but back to our point around recruiters starting podcasts, webinars, whatever it may be, I think the best recruiters have recognized one of the sort of best pieces of value that they can deliver their clients and candidates is giving people a point of access for their network. So if that's creating a place for candidates to show up and learn and hear from some of the best clients that they have access to, and giving their network access to learn and hear different people's perspectives of their network, and recruiters have every right to create that access point and bring people together, call that community or whatever. But I think for me, the best recruiters are already doing it. they were already building communities and stuff. But I think this is probably, this period has accelerated ideas, maybe potentially. I think a lot of recruitment businesses successfully execute events and continue to. I think that's building community. And so many recruitment, successful recruiters I've had on the podcast, one of their best ways of building their client base has come from events and having a reason to call people rather than, hey, I've got this job.
And how can we get involved? How, if you want to be like, if you're a recruiter that wants to get involved, or if you're like potential mentor?
Well, with recruitment mentors.
So we're
doing it in a stage approach. So what we worked towards over the last couple of weeks, we're in 17th of November today. So next week we'll be giving access to this community to our founding members. So part of the original business plan, we wanted 20 founding members that could be like our future ambassadors of this community and give us a really great opportunity to gather feedback. So that's all our founding members will have access to this community on the 23rd of November. Then we won't be opening it up until the public until the new year, because then we've got a really solid amount of time to gather feedback, really make it robust and good from the members' perspective, not just our perspective. Mm-hmm. And then we'll open it up. So if you wanted to be in the know of when we're launching that in the new year, then you'll be able to join the waiting list. But you'd be able to sign up in the new year, either as a recruiter, or we will be speaking to agencies and talking about the benefit of having X of their consultants access to this. And then the other way is, we will have when we launch our website, just a really simple, I want to be a mentor application process, where we'll be qualifying people out and qualifying people in that align with our mentor criteria and our values. And I'll be honest with you, Daughter, I don't know if you found this with the Lockdown Leadership Network, but there are so many recruitment professionals out there that are keen to help. And you do have to obviously filter out the people that just want to be involved for their ego. There are those people, but I guarantee, honestly, genuinely, 90% of people want to help for the right reasons.
Yeah.
And I think that's great. For me, what I've seen for our founding members, for them to get to the point of being offered to sign up, there was quite a few steps that I had to go through. And I ended up having like 68 founding member discovery calls, 15-minute Zoom calls with recruiters. And one of the most popular golden threads when I asked them what resonated with you and why they're motivated to be part of this was they generally want to change the perception of the recruitment industry.
Yeah.
They all said that. That's something they all want to achieve.
Yeah. No, listen, there's plenty of good eggs, isn't there? Look, it sounds great. Fair play to you. You're always innovating. Always on to the next.
Trying. Gut instinct. That's what it's about. Just taking action, if I'm honest. Just, we'll see what happens.
You're always early to stuff, making things happen.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
That's us today. Let's catch up again soon. It's been a while since we've had a pint.
So, sounds good.
And hopefully into London at some stage when the world gets back to normal.
Sounds good. Let's make it happen.
All right, pal. Well, look, good stuff. Good on you. Keep being awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome to the Recruiter Startup Podcast. We're heading towards the end of February here, and the news from the government is that we're going to be opening up in the coming months. Thank God. I'm sure if you're listening to this from the UK, you are well ready to get back to normal. Tomorrow is the first day of our mastermind course, so that is really exciting. I'm coaching 8 startups over a 6-month period, and really can't wait to get into it. And it just breaks up my week wonderfully. I'm one of these people who have like 30 ideas a minute, so to be able to help other people through this, it's a good avenue for my team to be able to deal with me. Our leadership network that we have with Andy Hallett is going great. And that was just one of the best decisions that we made. I've had so much learning this year. We set up Scale International, an IT sales recruitment business as well. And we found ourselves doing more and more in the HR tech space. So I thought I'd jump in and help the guys understand that world a little bit more. And I'm set up to do a series of podcasts. It's going to be its own podcast. HR Tech for Good is the podcast. The first guest is Bill Berman. If you've been to a conference, you'll have come across Bill. He is one of the foremost thought leaders in the space. He's an advisor to RecTech companies. He sits in between the product, the money, and the TA. And he's got some real strong views on the future of work and the future of recruitment. So really enjoyed it. I've got a load of other podcasts in the bank already. So hope you guys enjoy this. You'll find it. You'll find all future episodes under its own banner. I'll be doing a bit more promotion about it. If you're in the HR tech world, RecTech world, and you think your product solves something and it's going to be a force for good, I would love to have you on. So that's all for today. I hope business is going all right for you all, and everybody's optimistic, and it seems like everybody's starting to hire again. I know it's been a tough time for a lot of us, but it is all to look forward to. Have a great day.